Assalamu alaikum and Eid Mubarak to you and your families. It's nice to see you again as we continue to explore the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to understand how the divine characteristics of Allah can be incorporated into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouses and with our children. The name that we're going to explore today is Al-Musawwar. When we look at the meaning of Al-Musawwar, we see that it is the perfecter of forms, or the one who shapes into perfect form. When we use the term Musawwar in the vernacular, we usually refer to it as in terms of picture taking, or the one who takes a picture. Today, as we celebrate Eid with our families, today as we enjoy the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, we will find ourselves taking pictures of the day, taking pictures with family, with friends. In many cases, we'll see a lot of the youth, you know, on Snapchat taking duck face photos and enjoying their time. Yet, in the process of taking those pictures of our lives, sometimes it becomes detrimental. When we begin to look online, whether it's on Facebook or on Snapchat or on Instagram or on Pinterest or any of the multitude of social media that currently exists to showcase our photos, oftentimes we may look at the lives of others and view their snapshots as if it really encompasses their day-to-day, as if it represents their everyday life. But the reality is, in family life, the day-to-day is not necessarily made up of all the images that make it to the timeline. But married life, family life, is about all those pictures that don't make it to the timeline, that don't make it to your Snap story, that don't make it to the Instagram reel. Family life and marriage life is about those million conversations that you've had over breakfast that you've forgotten. Family life and married life is about those ups and those downs that we don't always take pictures of. So as you enjoy your time with your family today, as you enjoy snapping photos and taking pictures and admiring outfits and really enjoying the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, remember also that those pictures that make it onto our timeline, that make it onto our stories, that make it onto our social media, they represent those moments in life that we wanted to capture, that we wanted to show the world. But there are a lot of moments behind the scenes that we don't capture. And there are a lot of moments behind the scenes that our families, our friends, the people that we follow online also don't capture. But it's those moments and how we interact with our family and our spouse during those moments that matter the most. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of us with more and more picture-perfect moments, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ease and the patience and the blessing of family to get through those moments that are not always picture-perfect. Jazakum Allahu khayr for listening, and Eid Mubarak once again to you and your families, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we discuss the next name of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.